This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The latest economic forecasts for the state of Colorado are mixed. Ray Solomon reports.
First, the good news. Forecasts from the governor's office and legislative staff say Colorado's economy is expected to grow at a sluggish but steady pace for the next couple of years. The one big beautiful bill had less of an impact on state revenue than anticipated, meaning the general fund is now expected to be healthier than previously thought. Now, the not-so-good news. Job growth in Colorado has slowed to a trickle, and inflation is way up. And that's dragging down Colorado's economic growth. This year, state revenue came in below the Tabor cap, so taxpayers won't see any Tabor refund for the fiscal year ending June 30th. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Health officials in Jefferson County are warning the public to be careful with bats. Some of them found in Jeffco over the last couple of months have tested positive for rabies, and more people are finding bats in and around their homes and on trails. The city of Salida has approved revised noise regulations. Other towns may follow suit. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us the move comes after a Colorado Supreme Court ruling last fall.
This new ordinance in Salida dramatically lowers outdoor noise limits to match Colorado's statewide regulations. Last fall, the state's high court said Salida was wrong to grant an exemption for a bar to host outdoor music events downtown. The ruling was seen as a dramatic new interpretation of the state's Noise Abatement Act. It also led to a divisive bill this past legislative session. The bill would have given local governments total control over noise regulations. It easily passed the Senate before failing in a House committee. Now, Salida and many other local governments are faced with revising their noise rules.
That's Dan Boyce reporting. The time is now 6:06. This is CPR News.